Here we are outside the wonderful, the picturesque Hagley Oval, just outside the ground here in Christchurch. You can see the wonderful Christchurch Hills. Everything is so wonderful today. And Pezza, when we're in the grounds, when New Zealand were bowling out, having been bowled out for 164, as the wind picks up, I'm sorry if you can hear that crackling through the microphones, there was just complete silence. And there's just such an air of inevitability about all of this. New Zealanders have absolutely no belief that they're going to win this game. Yet, you look at the scores and you think, this could be something. But this game's already over. How?
And like, I like that you're picking up on the experience of actually being here in NZ or in Zid.
You're right, I like it.
Because the abiding experience is that even though New Zealand, as its own cricket team, are like knee deep in this game, the experience in the crowd is that like it is just a fait accompli.
Yep.
Like
procession.
All through the day. Mm. You talk about the final session.
Yep.
Where New Zealand take four wickets and just involved in this fixture.
Matt
of cricket.
Henry bowling really nicely.
Matt Henry, I wouldn't say unplayable, but the Aussies are struggling with him a lot. Right. The crowd are offering nothing. Mm-hmm. It's quiet. It's passive. They could go bang, bang and be balls deep. Not just knee deep, but balls deep.
Right.
Earlier in the day, New Zealand were an hour into the game. Australia had won the toss, elected to bowl. Every single bowler had had a go at bowling and not taken a wicket.
Yep.
They bowled fucking pump for what they actually do. Tom Latham looked amazing. And then Australia turns it on for 20 minutes. It's 3 for 60 or whatever in the hutch. Yeah. And it's our session. And the crowd just went, that's actually what happens.
And then it became 8 for 108. And then New Zealand put on a good partnership. And that sort of at the moment keeps them in the game. But for 20 minutes there, Australia just unzipped their fly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, this is going to be 2-0. Now, that's just extreme arrogance off the top. And that's what this series is all about. Extreme, utter, embarrassing arrogance from Australians against their fairest of fair brethren. Yeah. And cousins across the shores, across the Tasman, across the ditch. But when it comes down to it, New Zealanders look at Australia and they go, we're not going to win this game. It works in complete reverse in other sports, like the rugby, for instance. And that's just about it. But
and the
in cricket, in the game of cricket, Sam Perry, they look at it and they go, well, I've never seen this team beat that team. And so it's just not going to happen.
You're picking up on cultural stuff here. Like, do you want to actually go through the scores where, like, Australia bowls New Zealand out for, 160-something or some shit?
Yep.
They're 4 for 120. So, again, New Zealand are, like, just a couple of wickets. They're bang-bang away from being knee-deep. Oh, what are we talking today? 14 wickets? 14 wickets on a deck that was doing enough.
Yeah.
And what? How many runs? 160
we're looking
plus
at 280. So it's 286.
It's a bowler's day today, and yet, I feel exactly the same as you. It's kind of like Australia. Maybe Australia. I wouldn't say it's a bee's dick. Australia's a nose in front. Australia's one innings away from doing something. I feel like it's all going to be okay. And the Kiwis just quiet all day.
Yeah. But at the same time, this is a big series. Packed house at Hagley Oval here.
Eight
to 10,000 people, whatever it is. People walking on the field at lunchtime. That's just a nice thing.
Yeah.
Commentators really, really excited. Apparently, according to the Patreon chat anyway. But should we go through the scores today?
Yeah, please,
Charlie,
yeah.
Get the scores on the screen right now. So Tom Latham, Will Young set out before it was Will Young dismissed first, then Latham next, then Ratchan Ravindra gets set up beautifully. And you know what? The first of the three things today is going to be Josh Hazlewood. I think we need to talk about that. Just going through the innings here, he gets Ratchan, Mitchell, Williamson in one spell, in one fell swoop indeed. He finishes with 5 for 31. The highlights of the batting really came at the end with Matt Henry and Tim Southee putting on 51, I think it might have been. It was 55, in fact, for the ninth wicket. And then Hazlewood gets his 10th wicket. You look at the bowling numbers now, and it is 5 for 31 for Hazlewood. He gets the last wicket, which actually a little assist from Cam Green, who was the only one who appealed and then apologised for the appeal. And then people gave him the permission to appeal and say, no, Cam, do you think so? And he's like, yeah, I think he might have done. Come on, Cam, unzip. Tell him. And he did, and he gets the final wicket. So Hazlewood, 5 for 31. You go to the Australian innings, and Smith seemed to have a stroke mid-innings. Once again, he was out LBW. Khawaja, gutsy for 16.
Was that the chat in the tent in the press tent?
Yeah. Is that a stroke there?
For background, like I've stood the other side of the ground with my dad and my mate, and you've been in the press tent. So was the agreement, which won't be in print, that Smith had a stroke? Because that is a wonderful conception of what happened. And I am worried, and you can't say it because the average is 58, but that would be a very, very accurate explanation.
That LBW reminded me so much of do you remember at Lords 2019, Chris Wokes gets him out and he basically forgets that he can use a bat and he kicks it off middle with both feet like he's sort of slipped, like he's like skiing down a slope
snowboarding.
And then turns out in the end what he had was he had concussion. Do you remember that? And then Marnus replaced him for the test match and Marnus gets his career going. Anyway, speaking of Marnus, he is 45 red. His average now is back above 50. Just complete the numbers here. Complete the numbers. Going to the bowling figures here. Matt Henry, pick of the bowlers, 3 for 39. Tim Southey, that'll do. Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful career. Matt Henry now leading wicket taker and run scorer for New Zealand in the series. Make of that what you will.
Can you actually talk about who's leading things in the series when it's a two-test fucking tryst?
Nope.
Yep.
Anyway, Hazelwood though today. I mean, mate,
it's noises.
Get a feed bag out and strap it to his face. Nom 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 nom. Just let the big elite bush horse
let it go to work.
Let him go to work.
And not even on song first spell. All of them.
He's done some track work all day. Oh, now he needs his proteins. He needs his carrots. He needs his salt lick. Into a bag. Strap that feed bag in.
I hope he's come out the back in the stables with a salt lick now because he deserves it. The old horse. Come on out back.
This is the kind of hardcore analysis you don't get anywhere else.
That's what happened.
Josh Hazelwood did some track work, then he got a feed bag strapped to his face and he went nom nom he's nom nom nom. Because he was a good boy.
They put him on ice ahead of the game. Put him on for a bit of a little light track work, maybe it's sunrise. No, seriously, I mean, last night, and thank you to everyone who came to our show in Christchurch last night, we were fortunate to meet somebody, let's just say, who was associated with the curation of the ground at Hagley, who said, it's fucking green.
Yeah.
And we said, what's the score going to be? He goes, 5 for 50 at lunch. And an hour into the day's play, like, Australia's bowled fucking shit, according to this guy, or it's 4D chess.
Yeah.
Or he's basically said to us, like, oh, they're actually going to text Cummo there and say, oh, maybe you guys should have a bat. A bowl,
to be fair to him, he did say it's going to be 5 for 50. And I said, who's batting? He goes, I don't know.
Yeah. But one of our guests last night was Will Somerville, who played 6 tests for New Zealand and also Sydney Test cricket, which is obviously his highest honour in the game. And asking him, you're coming out. He's like, yeah, I'm enough. You know, I just want to watch Hoff, who is his old teammate, go to work.
Yes,
truly, he was just like, I just want to watch Hoff go to work.
Yeah.
And go to work he did on a pitch that was doing just enough.
Yes.
And like, is there a better exponent of the just enough pitch in the game than the feed bag Hoff?
No, I don't think there is. He was absolutely outstanding. And just once again, though, New Zealand, fucking hell, they just let you down. In terms of like, I think
vibe around the ground was unbelievable. The gallows humour was incredible. Quiet as fuck. And then when they passed 150, some serious gallows clapping. Like 150, well done, boys. Yeah. There was a discussion and an argument between two Kiwis around whether it will be a 3 or 3.5 day test.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing we've been keep saying about the New Zealand team. They have good players and this is a good team. And they will beat other good teams. Just for whatever reason, it just never happens and we've just never seen it in our lifetimes. Anyway.
This is fucked. Oh, like they enrolled for 160. We're 4 for 120 and we're talking in post-mortem terms about this game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's going to be an enjoyable watch for Kiwi fans when Australia.
Go ahead and clip it up.
When New Zealand win. I don't want to take it this moment, Pezza. We brought them over from across the ditch. Here we are right now in Christchurch and this... And this is all thanks to Smith Optics Australia. SmithOpticsAustralia.com. Now, say it with me and stick with me on this one. This is not just about sunglasses today. Use the code FAST for 25% off your order. Is it just...
Hang on. It's sunglasses only, isn't it?
Well...
25% off using the code FAST for sunglasses only per this sponsorship integration
that
we have.
Well, hang on a second, Pezza. Oh. What about this? What about the snowboard season coming up? What about the skiing season coming up? What if I don't want to just wear sunglasses all the time? What if I need them for my snowing needs and wants?
Are you saying that if you want to get into the snow apparel of Smith...
The snow range...
The Snow Range, yep. Using the code FAST, you're going to get 25% off until the end of the month.
Until
is that what you're
end
saying?
Of
which
the
you
month.
Hadn't said yet?
That is exactly what I was trying to say. And indeed, we have both said now.
25% off the entire Snow
Come
Range.
Come on, get out of here.
Until the end of the month.
Why aren't you? Are you a loser? If you're a skier and you're watching this, are you a dead set loser? What is wrong with you? Go to Smith Optics Australia
right now. We are giving you money.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The entire Snow Range.
25% off just for watching this
shit.
And the
sunglasses.
And the sunglass range. So the end of the month, 25% off your order. Use the code FAST. SmithOpticsAustralia.com. Okay, Pezza. Glad I brought them. And they're durable too. Into Australia's innings. Just another thing. You know, New Zealand collapse. They fall in a heap again. All the big wickets fall. Thanks.
Yeah, then Henry do something. Everyone gets a clap.
Exactly. And now Australia's innings. Are we talking about Smith? Are we still doing Smith stuff? I mean, he's aware as to where the off stump is and like when to leave. I mean, let's be right about this. It's a day where 14 wickets have fallen. He's yet to bat on a batter friendly surface. Australian batters continually are outperforming their opposition in those games, except for the last Test match in Australia where the West Indies batters score more runs than the Australian batters in that game as a whole and a collective. Now,
on our own home turf against the West Indies, who are not
on what we call
not paid
a fortress.
To play.
Yeah. that game actually cost the West Indies quite a lot of money.
They pay rego fees to play that game. laughing because it's sad and dark.
Yeah. Now, apart from that, these have been bowler-friendly surfaces. So, look, it's fair to say it hasn't worked out with Smith just yet. Australia don't play Test match cricket until the next decade, I'm pretty sure. It's a long old break. The team for the next Test match is almost definitely going to be exactly the same. But it's a big old decline, and that's just a fucking another weird way, which we knew this was coming, Pezza, with Steve Smith. We knew at the end of his career it was going to look fucking weird and kind of funny, and it was going to break our hearts a little bit because of all the joy that he gave us and it was completely unable to be penetrated, you know? It was
impregnable.
Impregnable.
Cannot be impregnated.
And now it's like I can find a few ways to impregnate.
Yeah.
If I so choose.
Yeah.
You know. So it's ugly, but Australia still finds themselves.
Are we our own enjoyment trying to erect a defence for Smith's dismissal today? Because if we're not seeing those signs, if we're choosing to go it is 58.
We're not allowed to drive
the
car.
He has given us a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah. Thanks for the memories.
But this is when we get into, this is when we get into the realm of cricket of you've done a lot for us and we're going to ride you and enjoy you, you know, and we're going to pull you along. And I do want to do that for Steve Smith. Mm-hmm. I do believe firmly at the end of his career, people will say, "Mate, post sandpaper. Yeah, we had the Ashes thing, but post that, wasn't a lot going on, really.
Mm.
And this was just a further example of that. I said snowball before. You're totally correct about skiing.
Mm.
He really need that ball.
Yeah.
Like he just went in 2 feet.
Yeah, that's right. So,
he does not, he gets very, he appears to get very energized around where his off stump is.
I got to tell you.
And he's moving around a lot.
He gets fucking lucky with that umpire's call as well because he reviews it and he gets real lucky with the umpire's call
and he throws the head back as well. It's like, mate, that is...
Yeah.
Like as far as umpire's calls go, it's one of the most salmon things you've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, let's be right about this. We were giving shit to the England guys too, Bairstow, Root and Stokes for burning their reviews. He's just fucking he's just double-kneed an LBW in front of off stump
and he's got away with
an umpire's call.
In international cricket. Where if you're a top player, not just a top player, as Kane Williamson was today, it's actually important in terms of letting people know that you are among the top, that even if you are fucking salmon trout, you take one with you.
Yeah.
And that's what Kane did today as well. But Steve Smith did the same thing. He's like, oh, geez, so close. Like, no, mate.
I'm sorry.
That is...
Morally, you should be in jail.
That is where I am in
English
today.
You should be in cricket jail.
Not just jail.
I mean, he actually was in cricket jail for a year because of the old sandpaper thing. But anyway.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, indeed. Okay. But
we've got Marnus back. We've got Marnus back who
not a moment too soon.
I've got to tell you, again, bowler's deck, Matt Henry bowls really nicely. I'm not sure how much we need to praise Matt Henry, given apparently the commentators were sucking him off for 45
minutes. Oh, really?
for basically the entire session. He bowled nicely. He bowled very
he's
well.
He's been on top of the Aussies the entire series.
Yep.
The only guy, to be fair, but yeah.
Yeah, and fuck me, Southie looks unders. I mean, there's just so much going on there with whatever happens with Wagner, and but like just the lack of penetration and pace with Southie is quite evident.
I'm all over the shop with this stuff. Australia's nice. Australia's like balanced. New Zealand's infighting.
Yeah,
New Zealand like the Black Caps.
Yeah,
infighting for me. I don't know what to do with that.
Ross Taylor saying stuff in the media.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. Yeah. 4D stuff.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's probably a bit uncouth to talk about a guy who's captain of the side in a big series in his 100th Test match.
100th Test. Yeah, but it's unders.
But
it's
you're looking at it. You're looking at it and you're saying, "Thank you for your service."
one day into the game.
Now that I preface saying it's a bit uncouth too, but. You know, it gives me free range to do whatever I want.
Well, congratulations to Ben Sears as well, third. Yeah, like a lot of guys on debut enjoy getting Steve Smith.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, Marnus, he battled through that.
I thought he batted well.
I think it might have been his second or third ball off Sears. Absolutely did him. It seemed in, it decked away. It decked too much. But he's battled nicely, and he looks pretty good. 45 important innings. Nathan Lyon comes in the end there, as Travis said, blasts his way to 20, then played a bit of a shit shot, to be honest.
Shit shot three balls in a row. Matt Henry just bowled three balls on a good length. He tried to smash every single ball for four.
Yeah.
But this is we talk in cricket about
credit Swiss.
Swiss lines of credit, and it applies to Smith and it applies to Head.
Yep.
And I'm just extending credit. Yep. I'm fucking IMF. I'm the monetary fund. I don't give a fuck. I saw what happened in India at Ahmedabad.
Yep.
I've seen what Steve Smith has done. Yep. I'll keep extending credit.
Yeah.
Even when it's long, like long gone, I'm in debt.
I'm feeling for Head at the moment. I'm the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia.
I've actually got you fuck you money. Let's wash.
Different to Washington Sundar. That's a completely different thing.
He plays three or four shots for like to the boundary.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking money well spent. Yeah. Not that I spent any. Thank you, Willie Nichols. Wonderful. Yeah.
Anyway, Australia now behind by 38 runs, 6 wickets in hand. Mitch Marsh will come in next. Nathan Lyon, of course, played a pivotal role as night watchman in the last game there at Wellington. But that's the state of the game. Should we get into hashtag AskTG?
Yeah, I got something here, which is
sorry, I should have given you a heads up.
No, but
it's been a wonderful day's play of cricket today. I'm really enjoying being Christchurch. Generally speaking, the hospitality has been fucking awesome.
This is pertinent to the AskTG. Oh, okay. He's from Lake, @_Lake16, and he says, or she. Probably a he, based on our data. Getting hashtag crow's feet from NZ, letting the crowd on the field at lunch, anyone else?
Nah, brother. That's just you.
No.
I like it.
Like I understand where Lake's coming from when you're watching from a TV perspective.
Yep.
But like, this is fucking awesome here.
Yeah.
Seriously, like I want to give you like a little anecdote. Firstly, people are walking around the ground and people in Australia who want to sort of, you know, live a guys are walking around here in bare feet. They're earthing, like JL style. Yeah. But seriously, like, it's so that they're just relaxed. It's all good. Mm. A policeman walked past me and my mate earlier. He had to squeeze past a little, like a little bit of space that he had. Yeah. And he said, "Oh, sorry, boys." I was like, "We're like, wow, a policeman saying sorry."
Was he a stupid white bastard?
It was very jarring that a person executing protection for the society and the community was being polite and just saying
right
like just saying sorry.
Yeah.
They were like the police were talking to people and having a laugh. It is the most beautiful scene here. The vibe is incredible. Mm. Like Kiwis are obviously like lovely people.
There are so many other places that have the things that we are used to. And here is like its own unique part. It's wonderful. It's genuinely wonderful. And there's also heaps of Aussies here just enjoying seeing their team, and it's close to come over. People are nice here. I mean, it's a long way of us saying like, we're having a nice time.
I'm having a nice time, Daddy. I love you.
We're just two guys standing in a park in falsetto voices saying, "Daddy, we're having a nice time. I hope you're having a nice time.
Please pay my bills for the stroke I had."
We hope you're having a nice time. We'll be back later on the channel right here to review day two, or indeed perhaps the last day of India and England. But thanks always for tuning in.
What's going on there?
For TGC. We'll see you guys on the internet real soon, I promise you. Cheers.